My name is Rudy Edmund, and I'm often asked about fishing at Holden. And since I love to fish, I'm glad to tell people about where I think they could go and enjoy a day out of the village fishing in various places. So what I've done in this particular program is to put together a series of slides that show the areas where you can fish, and then at the end of showing you this set of slides and telling you about the areas in particular, I'll wind it up with giving some comments about what has been helpful to me and where I think that you might benefit by a few tips on how to fish and what equipment to use and things of that kind. So we'll do that at the end of the presentation of slides. So let's proceed then with a series of slides that'll show the areas where you might fish. First, I have to tell you that big ones, you know, are sometimes you catch them, and this happens to be a couple of pretty good ones that Gene Swihart and I are showing you here. These are rainbow trout, and they came from Dompkey Lake, and we had them at a faculty fish fry here at Holden Village. So let's go on to some of the other areas. This is a catch from Holden Lake, and a similar kind of catch you can expect to find at Heart Lake, up the valley from where we are here at Holden. This is a view of Railroad Creek Valley, and in the bottom of that, of course, flows Railroad Creek. And at different places along the stream is dammed by beaver dams. And sometimes the water spreads out over this rather flat valley. You can see that this is a rather flat bottom to this particular valley. And very many places you can find good fishing along Railroad Creek. So let's just take a look at Railroad Creek. This is the way it looks going through the village, and you can see the footbridge here, and obviously the water is very swift, so it's only later in the season, in the summer, that you find good fishing along this part of the stream. Here you can see it, the water is slowed down some, and this is a place where you can fish, and you're right within a few hundred yards of the village proper. So it's easy to get to the stream and to find a place where you can fish. Along the stream going up the valley, you can see the stream has been controlled here, and the water is very swift. And this was to keep the stream away from the tailings area down below the mine. At the footbridge, there's a log that was placed across the stream, and you can see a plunge pool here, and this pool always has fish in it, so you know you don't have to go any further than that to find a spot where you can at least try your luck. Down at 10 Mile Creek, the water is for the most part very swift. But if you can find a spot where it has slowed down, here again you can catch fish in the stream. They will not be big, but there are lots of them in the stream. The reason they're not larger in the stream is that the food is relatively limited. And as you look at this photo, you can see the tailings at the where the stream makes a bend here, and that's where the mine is. And from the mine on downstream, the food is more restricted in the stream, so that the best fishing is up above the village, going up from the village proper. Now here at this point, we're high enough up on Martin Ridge to look up the valley and see the most productive lake in the area. That's Hart Lake, which is right in the middle of the photo here. The beaver ponds lie below Hart Lake and just about a mile below. And so the trail brings you right up along the beaver ponds, and then you come to Hart Lake. But this is Hart Lake as you approach it from the lower end, and you can see that Railroad Creek is at the lower end of the lake here, running out into a waterfall, and on up above Hart Lake is another flattish area where there are lots of good pools that you can fish in. And then you can see in the distance the Crown Point Falls, and above that is another lake up at the upper level, which is Lyman Lake. Let's look first at Hart Lake, which is here in the foreground. Now this shows the upper portion of Hart Lake, and this is a good place to fish, just at where you can see the gravels there. Is an area where there's a small stream that comes in, and this is often a good spot to fish. And then if you want to get into something that's more rugged, go to the entrance where Railroad Creek flows into Hart Lake, which is on the left-hand side of this particular picture. At the lower end of Hart Lake, there is a log dam, which is produced by large logs that have been cut by beaver, and also logs that have floated in as a result of avalanches during the winter time, bringing down trees, and then the trees float to the lower end of the lake. The lake is raised a few feet here by these logs and this log jam, and at the in the latter part of the season, this is a very good place to fish and get out onto the logs and cast a fly or a spinner out into the lake. It's a good spot to stop and have your lunch and rest, and you can see the lake above you here, and this is the log jam proper. Now, from another point of view, you can see the log jam on the left here, and you can work your way across that and over to the area to the right, which has deeper water and a good place to fish during the any time of the summer. This is perhaps the most interesting lake to fish, and this is Holden Lake. Holden Lake is about 6 miles out from the village proper, and is sits in an amphitheater here, which has a beautiful view, and the fishing is excellent here. The water is usually very clear, and the fish are somewhat spooky, so it's a challenge to catch fish up here at Holden Lake, and this shows you the lake from up above it, at the upper end of it, and looking down across it. And you can see that the mountains beyond the lake are Buckskin Mountain, just right down where the village is. So you're now out about 6 miles from the village proper. And when you get right down to the lake level, this is one of the favorite spots to fish. Well, the big rocks up along the bank here, and there's deep water right out in front of these rocks, and so you can fish, as you can see from here, either with spinning equipment or with flies, and expect to have very good luck here. And this is a nice picnic spot as well, so bring your lunch and spend the day. And for the most part, this is a trip that you make in one day. You hike up here in the morning, fish during the middle part of the day, and then hike back in time to get back for dinner in the evening. Good place to fly fish, because you can reach out here far enough to really get into some very good fly fishing, and also with spinners and spoons and eggs as well, if you prefer that kind of fishing. Now, the lower end of Holden Lake shows in this particular photo, and all along this bank where the water is relatively shallow, there's often good fishing clear down to the end of the lake down below, where these fish have been cleaned and they're ready to pack up and take home. Notice that there's some ice here, and there's often snow around the lake, so you can find ice to pack with your fish as you go on down the trail, and be sure that they stay fresh. If you go on beyond Heart Lake and Railroad Creek Valley, follow Railroad Creek up beyond Heart Lake, you come to Lyman Lake. And this is a view of Lyman Lake. And you can see that we're now up at a considerably higher altitude, and lots of snow, and there's a glacier that's in the snowfield back under the clouds here. And for that reason, Holden Lake is quite often quite colored with sediment, and so it gets milky, and it's not the best lake to fish. Heart Lake down lower is a much better lake, and the fishing around Lyman Lake here is best in the streams that flow into Lyman Lake, where the water tends to be clear and where the fishing is generally better than it is right out in the lake proper. This is a view across Lyman Lake, and you can see that the color tends to reflect the fact that there is a lot of sediment in the lake, and so that detracts from its quality as far as fishing is concerned. Going beyond Lyman Lake up to Image Lake, and now you are out about 18 miles from the village proper. But this is not a particularly good lake to fish. There are fish in here, and I've caught fish here at different times, but they tend to be small, and they're hard to get because the food is very scarce up here, and the lake is high, and you can see that there isn't much vegetation around it, so the food stock is rather poor. This is the view that you can see almost all of the lake, and it's a small lake, and therefore is not as good for fishing. For the very best fishing in the area, this is Dompke Lake. And Dompke Lake is a lake that you come to by going down to the end of the road down to the dock, and then cross Railroad Creek and hike up here. It's about 4 miles up to this point, and there's a good place to camp and a good area to fish here. So whether you hike into Dompke Lake, or if you prefer, you can fly in. You can actually fly in from Chelan on this float plane and land at this dock on Dompke Lake. And when you get here, there's also a cabin that's available for rent. In fact, there are two cabins. But the only way that you can rent these cabins and fish is to fly in. You cannot hike in and rent these cabins because they're controlled by the Chelan Airways that flies people into this particular lake. Now, there's a family that lives here at Donkey Lake and has the boat concession and also takes care of the cabin. And this is the family of Sid Burns. And if you hike in to this point, he will rent you a boat, either a rowboat or a motorboat. And so you can fish the lake from a boat, and that is to your advantage, because as you look across the lake here, you can see that the vegetation and the trees come right down to the lake level. And the reason for that is that Donkey Lake lies about 1,000 feet lower than the area at Holden Village, and the vegetation is much more lush, and it's hard to fish from the bank because you can't get down to really get your line in the water properly unless you use a boat. So if you go to Donkey Lake, I recommend that you rent a boat and fish in the evening and stay all night, and then fish in the morning again, and then make a round trip out of it and come back to Holden Village then in midday. You can catch the bus back at 2:30 in the afternoon and be back in the village about 4 o'clock. Now, this is the kind of vegetation that there is along the bank, and you can see that this is an ideal location for fish. And so fishing from a boat into the bank is the ideal way to fish this particular lake. Here is a typical rowboat on the lake, and you can see that the lake is large. This is a good-sized lake, and it is by all odds the best place to do fly fishing. And here is my grandson, and you can see he's learning the art of fly fishing, and this is what's really fun at Donkey Lake. The other thing is that at Donkey Lake, all the fish are rainbow trout, and when you catch one, you really are in for some good action, and so it's the very sportiest kind of fishing there is in the Holden area. These are fish out of Donkey Lake, and you can see that they're nice size. And the reason they are larger is because there is more food. And so the lake provides a good supply of food. The water is deep, and it tends to stay cold all summer. And so any time of the year, is very good, particularly in the early part of the summer. The fishing is very, very good at Donkey Lake. Now, if you really want to get to a difficult place where there are lots of fish, but it's very hard to get to, is Dole Lakes. Dole Lakes are high up on the mountainside. As you go down, down the road from Holden Village, or down the trail, you come to about Seven Mile Creek, and then you go to the right and go up along the mountainside, and you come into this basin area which holds Dole Lake. And right above this lake, there is another lake just in the background over the next ridge. And so there are two lakes here that are right together. Here is the upper Dole Lake. And you can see that there's lots of snow and ice here because we're now approaching the 6,000 foot elevation. And it means that there's a lot of snow that stays during the summer. And so this is a very pristine area with no trail leading into it, and a very difficult scramble to get to it. If you're interested in this kind of a venture, be sure to talk to the Hike House about the problems you would encounter, and perhaps get somebody who would join you on a trip that knows how to get into Dole Lake. This is again a picture of the upper Dole Lake, and there is still one more lake above this one, but it is generally frozen over most of the summer, so it's not a particularly good spot. Down at the end of Railroad Creek is the Lucerne area, and around the Lucerne area there is some fishing, but the fishing is not particularly good because it's hard to find a good spot where you can fish from unless you have a boat. And if you have a boat, such as this one, then you can cruise around the shoreline area at the mouth of Railroad Creek and have reasonably good fishing. But other than that, the dock area, which you see from here, and the mouth of Railroad Creek, is a place you can fish, and occasionally you come up with a real good one here. And sometimes rainbows up to 16, 18 inches long are taken at the mouth of Railroad Creek. And I would recommend that you do your fishing in the stream and in the lakes, and not spend your time trying to fish down in Lake Chelan. And so when you're through with your fishing trip, then you get on the Lady of the Lake and head out for your car, and having enjoyed the fishing of the area, I think you will find that this has been a very rewarding kind of thing. Now I'm going to show you here in the next three or four slides fish culture that we developed here at Holden Village, because we thought it might be well to raise rainbow trout, and we were able to get fingerlings and then put them in this pool. And we did the experiment with this for a couple of summers, and the experiment was reasonably successful. But the problem we had was in trying to hold the fish over from one season to the next. The groundwater had too much acid in it, and it killed off the fish in the spring. They grew to a pretty good size, and here you can see the fish in this particular pool. We raised them to a point where they were almost a pound, and then at the end of the summer season, we harvested the fish and used them in the dining hall. And what we did not eat, we turned loose into the streams and into the lakes, so that they were available for fishing in Railroad Creek and also in the lake area. Now that's the end of the slides that I'm going to show you, and I think at this point we'll just talk a little bit about some of the things that are important in fishing at Holden. One of the things you observed was that the only kind of fish you're going to see or catch in this area are going to be trout. And they'll be generally cutthroat trout and rainbow trout and related species to those. Some of them are somewhat silver, but wonderfully good eating and always in cold water, and they're excellent. Now, what kind of equipment do you need to catch trout? If you're a fly fisherman, you need a fly rod and a good floating fly line and a good set of flies. And all of this you can either rent or bring with you, or buy at the Holden store. And they will equip you as best you can. It's best if you bring your own equipment, but you'll also find certain things available at the store. Another good piece of equipment is a spinning reel and a spinning line. And then a good bunch of small lures, either spinners or small spoons. And these work very well in the in the lakes, and small spinners can also be used in the stream when the water isn't too high. A good piece of equipment to have is a landing net, because these fish are very, very active, and their mouths are tender, and unless you have a landing net, you'll lose a lot of fish. Once you get them in the landing net, then the next thing you have to be concerned with is some kind of a creel to carry the fish in, or a plastic bag. Because these fish come out of very cold water, they're very fragile, and you must keep them cool, or otherwise they will spoil on you before you get them home, and the flesh will get soft, and there'll be fish that you won't want to serve for your breakfast at the dining room. So much for that. And a good way to keep them fresh is to pack some green grass with them, or leaves, and anything to protect them until you get them home and can get them into refrigeration. Now, the other thing that's important is that you must remember that you need a fishing license. And the fishing license is available at the Holden Post Office. And that's, you can buy either a 3-day license or a season's license. And if you go for a season license, it'll cost you $40. But a 3-day license is much less, a little over between $10 and $15. It varies from season to season. Another important thing to have along with you on a fishing trip is some mosquito repellent. Remember that these lakes, in some cases, are going to have lots of mosquitoes on them, and that's what the fish feed on. So that's very important. But it's also important to you to have some kind of repellent so that you don't have to stand and swat mosquitoes when you should be attending to your fishing. The other thing that you might keep in mind is the appropriate kind of clothing. When you're fishing, you don't want to be distracted by the mosquitoes and the flies, so wear a long-sleeve shirt, wear trousers that cover your legs, and have some sun protection, because you'll find that if you stay on the lake all day, the reflection from the sun will burn you, so that you have to be careful of sunburn at this altitude and where the air is so clean. The streams, generally, you do not need wading equipment. The only place where waders come in handy would be at the beaver pond, and sometimes there, the best thing is to just roll up your pant legs and wear tennis shoes, and just kind of splash around, going from one place to the other, and don't worry about wading. Along the lakes, you can fish from the bank, except at Dompkey Lake, and there you can rent a boat. And so that's a good tip to keep in mind. And the important thing is to take time in going to these places, enjoy the scenery, and enjoy the fresh air and the fresh water, and generally I think you will find that this is a very pleasant kind of way to spend some time while you're at Holden. And if you want an overnight trip, the best overnight for fishing is to go to Dompkey Lake and simply go down with the boat at noon and hike up to the lake, stay overnight, and then come back the following day. This will give you a chance to fish in the evening and again in the morning, and that's when the fishing is the very best. One final thing. You can bring your fish to the kitchen, and they will be glad to prepare them for you, but be sure that you clean your fish, and clean them when you catch them, so that you do not let them get fouled by keeping the entrails inside after you've caught the fish. Before long, you know, clean the fish. Even if you're going to keep them overnight down a donkey lake, put them in a container after they're cleaned.